A Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1. Joining us from the big city of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, TRF, the one and the only Jane Anderson. Hi, Jane.
That was quite an introduction.
Well, thank you. You deserve it. You are a very well-known person within the theater world, within the artistic world, and lots of good reasons for that. We'll talk about that in just a bit. For those who don't know who you are, where did you grow up, Jane?
Well, I grew up in Thief River Falls, Minnesota,
oh.
5 miles west, right off of Highway 1.
Okay, native.
And I graduated from Lincoln High School, and I went to Bemidji State University, studied with a wonderful man named John Keston, who taught me how to sing. And then I ran around the world for a while, performing in different places, until I decided to come to my senses and move back here.
Okay. What attracts you to the theater? Why do you like it so much?
Well, there are so many things. I mean, I started performing in theater when I was in middle school, and it just, the bug hit me hard. You know, I always have to be involved in theater, or something's just not quite right in my life. But the other thing that I really love about theater in a small town is that, you know, sometimes it's kind of fun to be a big fish in a small pond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we have grown a theater here. We have created it from nothing, from scraps. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to do with the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater and what a community inside of a community we have become. We have given so many opportunities to folks who are interested in the performing arts, both from the actor's standpoint and from the audience standpoint. And I'm so proud of the quality that we've been able to bring to the Northland College stage each summer.
Now, when you look at theater, especially in this area, in Northwest Minnesota, we're talking about a lot of volunteer work, right? And folks
yes,
who
are.
Have full-time jobs in banking, plumbing, whatever, and they come and they want to express themselves on stage. That has to be very rewarding, too, in that they're looking for a way to express themselves, and there's a venue to do that.
It really is. And, I mean, the whole personal expression is such a rewarding experience. But then also meeting other people in an area where the demographics, there's just not percentage-wise a whole lot of us. So the opportunity for us to get together and to create something as a group is really a lot of fun.
And tied to that, too, the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council supports the fine arts and culture of the area, including theater. How important is the Arts Council toward that avenue of the arts theater?
Oh, my gosh. I really don't think we would be here without the Northwest Arts Council, and not only from a financial monetary standpoint. I mean, we get a lot of grant money from them, and we have over the years, and they have sustained us financially. But we get so much encouragement, advice, and support from Mara Hannell and that group over there. She has been such a crucial piece to the success of our community theater, in that when I have questions mostly about sort of the business end, I don't think a lot of people really realize that the whole business end of putting a community theater together and then sustaining it is the big, big point here,
mm-hmm.
is such an operation, and none of us over the last 21 years that we've been in operation, none of us have a business or a artistic financial background. You know, we've had to just sort of figure it out. So Mara has been a wealth of information for us.
Now, the Arts Council is, again, a rather large entity when it covers the geographic area of Northwest Minnesota. We're talking 7 counties, from the Canadian border down to Norman County in Minnesota. They do, again, support the fine arts and culture within the area, many genres and areas of art and expression. And you now have volunteered, taken upon yourself to become a part of the board of directors of the Arts Council. In that role, what do you do?
Well, I figured it was about time I gave something back to that group because they have given so much to us. And now that I'm the executive director of the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater, I do have a little bit more flexible time in my schedule to be able to go to those meetings. What we do as a board, and like you said, I'm a new member. I've only attended one meeting so far. But what we do the biggest thing we do is determine grants. Folks write grants to the Northwest Regional Arts Council in many different categories, as you said, all types of art forms. And we go over those grants and we determine where those grant dollars go and how they are used to support and to grow art in this area. That's the big thing we do.
And the board itself, too, represents the region. So you have input from all parts of Northwest Minnesota.
We do. Each county has, I believe, two representatives or up to two. And Mara works hard to find people that are willing to serve on that board from all those counties.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we need to mention one more thing here. You are involved again in Thief River in the theater. And your summer season, even though this is December, you're thinking summer, which is a good thing in more ways than one.
We'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. And you have productions coming up in summer. What do you do over the winter to prepare for your summer season in Thief River?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we usually spend September and October figuring out what we want to do for the next coming summer. And that is really a busy time. We work hard at programming. We read scripts and we just look at all different factors of shows and, you know, the logistics of everything. And I'm so excited and proud to announce that we are adding a elementary children's show this year.
Mm-hmm.
We added a teen one last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our regular three shows that we've done for years. Last year we added a teen show, which was Seussical, and this year we're adding an elementary show, which is going to be How to Eat Like a Child. It's so cute. So much fun.
It sounds fun. Well, again, Jane, I wish we had more time, but there is limited time for us on the air. To find out more about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, you can check out their website, which, by the way, is a wonderful site maintained by Mo Regalado. It's at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their contact number in Warren, and again, the director is Mara Hanel, is area code 218-745-9111. Area code 218-745-9111. And again, my guest today has been Jane Anderson of Thief River, new board member of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Jane, have a wonderful Christmas, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a pleasure.
Jane Anderson on Pioneer 90.1.